Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the symbolization of God's presence in the tabernacle through a cloud and fire, which served as a guide for the Israelites. Today's Bible passage is from Exodus chapter 40, verses 34 to 38, God's presence in the tabernacle. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses could not enter the tent of meeting because the cloud settled down upon it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Whenever the cloud rose from the tabernacle, the Israelites would set out on their journey. But if the cloud did not lift, they would not go forward. Only when it lifted did they go forward. The cloud of the Lord was over the tabernacle by day, and fire in the cloud at night, in the sight of the whole house of Israel, in all the stages of their journey. That's Exodus chapter 40, verses 34 to 38.
God's presence in the tabernacle is truly amazing. It gives us a glimpse into how God interacted with his people back in the day. Just picture it. The tent of the meeting covered by a cloud, and not just any cloud, but a cloud that symbolizes the glory of the Lord. How incredible is that? The presence of God filled the tabernacle to such an extent that Moses couldn't even enter. Can you imagine? It must have been an awe-inspiring sight. But here's where it gets really interesting. Whenever the cloud would rise from the tabernacle, the Israelites knew it was time to pack up and hit the road. The cloud acted as their guide, their GPS. When it moved, they moved. When it stood still, they stood still. This concept of a visible manifestation of God's presence leading the way is simply mind-blowing. It's like having a supernatural navigation system. Imagine going on a road trip and having a cloud lead the way. That would be something. But wait, there's more. The cloud wasn't just a regular cloud during the day. No, it transformed into a cloud of fire at night. This fire in the cloud was visible to the entire house of Israel throughout their journey. I can only imagine how comforting and awe-inspiring that sight must have been. So why did God choose to manifest his glory in this way? Well, one reason is that he wanted to show his people that he was with them every step of the way. He wanted them to know that he was their neighbor, their guide, and their protector. And let's be honest, isn't that something we all desire? To have God lead us, give us guidance, direction, clarity, and wisdom? So let's take a moment to ask God to lead us today. Let's embrace the fact that we have a God who is not only present, but also willing to lead us if we seek him. Just like the Israelites followed the cloud and the fire, let's follow God's guidance in our own lives. We may not have a visible cloud or fire leading us physically, but we have something even better. We have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. The Spirit is there to guide us, comfort us, and empower us. We can trust that God is with us every step of the way in our own personal journey. So let's seek God's presence and guidance in our lives. Let's be open to the leading of the Holy Spirit, and let's trust that just as God led the Israelites in the wilderness, he will also lead us through the various stages of our own journey. God's presence in the tabernacle serves as a reminder to us that we are not alone. We have a loving and faithful God who desires to be with us and lead us. So let's embrace this truth and walk confidently in the assurance of God's presence.
Let's close with a prayer. Loving Father, thank you for your love, grace, and mercy that sustain us each day. As we come before you now, we lift up our hearts in prayer. Please guide us with your wisdom, strengthen us with your power, and comfort us with your presence. Help us to walk in your ways, following the path of righteousness and love. Lord, grant us the courage to face challenges with faith, the patience to endure trials with grace, and the humility to seek your will above all else. May your peace reign in our hearts, your joy fill our souls, and your light shine through us to brighten the lives of others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for being a part of this wonderful time together. Your presence has made it truly special. May blessings abound in your lives, filling each day with joy, peace, and fulfillment. Until we meet again, may you be surrounded by love, guided by wisdom, and inspired by hope. Goodbye for now, and may the journey ahead be filled with endless blessings and beautiful moments.